It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 825 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 30th of March 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me, Miss Kitty.
Little show!
Y'all, we are gonna catch you up, cause, y'all, quite frankly, right now, we're out in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle. You may never hear from me again. Stop applauding, Vera! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well.
Big Freddy, I said Vera in the beginning of the little show, and you didn't do your thing.
Yes! Yes!
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, speaking of the Sea Hag, y'all, I am happy to report that Miss West has not tried to get into the stateroom and get caught in the curtains while wearing his ocean bird outfit, because y'all, that it's a hot tugger to see Miss West all wrapped up in the curtains like that, like he was on that junket that the Sea Hag went on. And y'all, it probably quite frankly, the bird was just scared shitless with those restless arms, is all I got to say. But y'all, we are preparing to leave Aruba, and Wednesday is our day at sea, our second and final day at sea, and we don't have the schedule yet, but y'all, usually we have a bingo parlor going on, and y'all, that's the other thing we didn't talk about, Miss Kitty, was bingo. But y'all, a couple of things that have slipped my mind as we've been doing all this, because y'all, there's just so much. In fact, Miss Kitty, why don't you see if Granny and Miss Porter are in their stateroom and see if they would like to come over and be on the little show? So he's gonna get on the horn with them, and but y'all, we'll wait and see if. We will wait and see if they come over here, because if they come over here, there's one story I want to tell while Granny is standing here. But, they are in the stateroom, y'all, so we will see if they come over and join us on the little show. But, anyway, but y'all, one of the things when I was, one of the things was I was going to upload the Monday little show, and I got on the elevator, and the doors opened up, and there were three people standing in there, and I just stood against the wall, and y'all, this person stuck their hand out and said, "Hi, my name is Joey Bukkake," and I went, "Oh dear gussie," and y'all, I couldn't believe that Joey Batista recognized Big Fatty just from the smell. But y'all, he introduced me to his other half, who he is traveling with. And y'all, then there was a third guy in there. I don't know if Joey knew him or not, but he introduced himself also, like it was like a family reunion. I don't know if that third person had anything to do with the two of them or not. But y'all, we got off the hoist, and I said to Joey Barista, I said, Do you know if the inner tubes work very well on here? No, I have not tried it. Y'all hadn't seen him another time since. I don't know what room he's in. He didn't know what room I'm in. And y'all, sometimes it's best that way. But hopefully, and y'all, I've had my eyes out looking for him, and he probably has too, and that's probably why we hadn't seen each other, because he keeps running and hiding when he sees Big Fatty coming. But y'all, he was trapped in a small tube with the fat one there. But y'all, it was quite nice to be recognized, and I went, "Oh, I am Big Fatty, oh, and I've been recognized." But y'all have not run into the The friends of the Danbarrys, who are evidently on the cruise. Evidently, they have found a way to stay away from Big Fatty. Yes, y'all, we talked on yesterday's A Little Show. Are they coming over, by the way? No. Okay, great. They're what?
Sleeping.
Sleeping. Okay, great. Well, y'all, I'll go ahead and tell you the story since Granny and Miss Porter are sleeping. But y'all, as we were walking around San Juan before we embarked. Y'all, one of the places we went was to the casino, because Granny loves the casino, and y'all, all he does is throw his money away. That's all he does, and Miss Porter wins it. And so y'all, we were playing and he was pissed off. He was pissed off right away because they didn't have the Wheel of Fortune machine, and so we were in there, and we were playing the 25 centers. Oh yes, we are high rollers, y'all. We use the 25. Huh? I don't know. Was that somebody at the door? Would you check the door, Miss Kitty? Oh, we're checking the door. Is there somebody there? No, there's no one there. We've been hearing things all week long. We've been hearing things all week long, and it's not what we want to hear. We want to hear somebody knocking at the door. Hi, I came by to be horrified by Big Fatty. No gentleman callers yet. So we are playing the 25 centers, yo, and we're pulling the handles and all this kind of stuff, and Granny is getting pissed. She's getting pissed. Those 20s are going in, and nothing's coming out. And y'all, Big Fatty sat down at one of his favorite machines, which is the Double Diamond Haywire, and sat down at it. I put a $20 bill in, and y'all, all of a sudden it starts ringing and blinging and everything, and y'all, I walked away with $140. And so I immediately walked right over to Granny, and I said, "Oh, look what I got!" And he saw it, and he was pissed. Just pissed off his head. God damn, muddy, muddy, rickin', frickin', schnickin', rickin', rickin'. And y'all, that was the best part of it. It was not the fact that I had won $140, but it was that it pissed Granny off. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, that is one of the reasons that I went ahead and spent $75 on the intertube package here on the ship, because y'all, it is expensive for the intertubes. It is more than that AOL cost back in 1991. And y'all, there's no guarantee that the shit's gonna work. So it's a crapshoot. You talk about gambling. You buy the internet package. That's a gamble. But anyway, y'all. So I'm not asking for donations for getting these little shows to you. But I am asking that you call the voice letter line or send Big Fatty an e letter so that my box is full, y'all. Big Fatty is full. I know I want my voice letter box full. But I need to hear from you, so I'll have some things. I want to hear what you've been doing this week, because Big Fatty ain't downloading voice letters and e-letters. Oh, one moment, please. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. Y'all, speaking of farting, Miss Kitty and I have, if we've done nothing on this trip, we have farted like there's no tomorrow. Y'all, it is the end of the world release the gas. And y'all, we are both like 12-year-old schoolgirls when there's farting. We get tickled and we giggle, and then we try to suppress the giggles, and that makes us giggle that much more, y'all. And we'll go up and down the hallways, and it's one of these things where neither of us wants to be behind the other one, because they're going to be farting the whole way. Y'all, it's just absolutely fabulous. But y'all, the one thing, Miss Kitty is a little impacted. So he's just got air coming out. So y'all want, you know, before we get off this boat, he's going to blow. And, y'all, I hope it is in a public facility rather than in the stateroom cabin. Because, y'all, quite frankly, having a gigantic colonic discharge in your stateroom cabin can be disastrous. Because we heard at lunch today from Granny that he had just such a thing. Y'all, he barely could get into the toilet and get the lid raised, and before it started shooting out of his butthole. And, Big Granny, we're having having Cheerios, please. Well, you may not be having Cheerios because y'all, God only knows when you're going to get these things. So anyway, you may be having your afternoon tea or your crumpets. But y'all, Granny shot all over the lid of the turlet and just all over the rim and everything. And y'all, then when he was done, he called Miss Porter in there and said, "Look a here." And Miss Porter took a picture of it. And that it will not be the show art for today. Who knows? Maybe once I get back, I'll post that as one of the photos of the trip. Because, y'all, it was clearly one of the highlights of the trip. Y'all, we still got garlic fingers. We have got the garlic fingers from the cooking class way back on Monday. Was it that Monday? Yeah, that was Monday. Mm-hmm. And... it's not as bad as it has been. But y'all, there's nothing worse than walking around smelling like garlic. People are mistaking you for a resident of Walnut Hills because y'all, it just oozes out of your pose. And y'all, some of those people in Walnut Hills have got some of the biggest damn pose you've ever seen. I mean, it's just like a faucet. It is like a faucet. So anyway, y'all. The couple other things I want to tell you about, y'all. They've got a horror. Well, there are actually two horror areas on the boat. One which is designated for the horror, and then one is just where the unsolicited horror takes place. But y'all, they've got something called the cave, and y'all, believe it or not, it's called the cave. It really is called the cave. And Miss Kitty, please come forward, to verify that it is indeed called the cave.
And it also has the name Fuel. I don't understand, but it's Fuel Cave.
It's the Fuel Cave, as opposed to the Fat Cave. But y'all, it is where the leather enthusiast and the bear enthusiast and the what was the other thing?
Alternative.
The alternative enthusiast gather. And y'all, the first night we were in there, there probably were 60 people in there. Some of them had on their chaps and their harnesses. And then there was little chicken boys going in and out. Y'all, that is still the Italian spaghetti. I just haven't eaten anything since the last time I recorded. But speaking of those cookeries, Kitty, are you about ready for a cookery? Yeah, let's have a cookery. They had the Italian... No, what was I saying? Oh, they had one bartender. Yeah, they had one bartender for these 60 people, and it was not good. Oh,
toffee,
is that the toffee?
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, you recommend the toffee? Miss Kitty, you know, ordered the cookeries, and they came warm, didn't they?
They did.
They did, and there was the toffee and the chocolate chip. And y'all, I'm going to be enjoying a bite of the toffee right now. It tastes like a sugar cookie. Anyway, I didn't get any toffee. I know that there are some of you that love the mouth sounds of people eating. But anyway, fuck you. But anyway, the cave, they only had the one... one bartender that first night, and y'all, there is nothing to ruin a leather event faster than leather people not being able to get a cocktail. That no! And y'all, they ended up getting some little Asian girl down there. I'm sure she was scared shitless. All these burly, hairy men in there, and y'all, and she's it's a poor thing. But so they've got that, and y'all, then they've got what they call Deck 13. There is an actual Deck 13 also. Right. There are two parts of the Deck 13. The Deck 13 that most people go to is is where they have the Vortex Discotheque. And, y'all, they have the late night, you know, that's where the tweakers go from 3 a.m. until the sun comes up. And then, y'all, then they go into their own little caves in their rooms. And their stateroom attendants hate them because, you know, they can't get in there. But, the other Deck 13 is on the four, is it the four?
The
very forward.
Forward. Forward! Move forward! Move forward to the front of the ship, and y'all, it's dark. You can't see what's going on. And y'all, there are people tripping over the lounge chairs, the sunning chairs. And y'all, the people are falling into other people and having to grab them in inappropriate areas. And y'all, I was up there the other night. I was just going to pass through, and y'all, I ended up being up there about an hour and a half. And y'all, I could have sworn I heard some bobo honking. I'm not sure, but I believe, and y'all, it felt like I was experiencing some bubble hawking too, but y'all, it's quite festive, quite.
Don't forget to tell them about the bingo.
The bingo, y'all, we had bingo on Sunday, and I'm gonna have another bite of this toffee cookie, by the way. Oh yeah, Oh, still tastes like a sugar cookie. On Sunday, I tasted toffee that time. Okay. Sunday, Miss Richfield, 1981, was going to host bingo. And y'all, we know as seasoned travelers that when Miss Richfield hosts bingo, the entire theater will be filled. Now, y'all, on a regular old fart cruise, they said that they have about 50 people that come in and play bingo. Y'all, this theater holds, what would you say, Kitty?
Half the ship, 1,000.
About 1,000 people. You know, maybe 800. Yeah. 800 to 1,000. Y'all, there were probably at least 600 people in there for bingo. And y'all, they had one little machine running and two people trying to swipe cards and hand out cards. Y'all, there was a line down into the casino. Through the shops and everything, and y'all, they couldn't get it together. They were overwhelmed, and before they could do anything, y'all, Miguel, or what was his name? It was what was that Mexican's name?
Juan
pulled out another bingo machine to charge the credit cards and to hand out the sheets and all. And y'all, he plugged it in, and y'all, he sat there, and they sent people over to his machine to buy cards, and y'all, he just sat there, and the computer wouldn't come up. Y'all, it was evidently a Wenders machine, and y'all, it wouldn't boot. It would not boot. And so y'all, they ended up starting about at least half hour late. But Miss Richfield was on time, and y'all, she was in her element, and she put the Mexicans right in their place. And let me just say, y'all, the social director, is it the cruise director?
Cruise director.
His name is Ricky. Not Big Ricky from the Foul Monkeys, but it's Ricky. And y'all, he's... And y'all, he is a homosexual. I don't know if you knew that or not. But he was a former Atlantis cruise passenger, and he was up there with Miss Richfield, and y'all, she made it very clear to him that she didn't have any cash in her pocketbook, so you know, no need in trying to take it. But she was very impressed that his people are running the ship and the country. And y'all, but speaking of running the ship, y'all, we have got a woman. It is the very first woman ever to be the, it's not the captain, it's the master of the ship. The master of the ship, y'all, is a female. And oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, she's quite the person. She has quite the personality. Y'all, she had on sensible shoes and everything.
Like a dyke.
She did look rather dykish to us, but anyway. But, y'all, we will try to get you a little show on Thursday. Y'all, as you can tell, they're coming in at all kinds of times of the day, so you may not be blowing Cheerios with regularity. Y'all, Miss Kitty and I have got to go here now because, y'all, we've been invited to a VIP reception, which is for people who have cruised at least 4 times with Atlantis. Y'all, Miss Kitty, this is his 10th. Cruise, and this is Big Fatty's 8th or 9th. I just can't remember. But y'all, we will talk to you soon. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we're a little short. Let's go listen to Arlo Munson sing. Yes.
You can- can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.